That was the call to prayer down at Mutra Souk near Muscat in Oman. It's the 8th of January 2016 and I'm in Oman after a week of external examining at Sultan Qaboos University. And it's Friday today, so it's been a day off. I've been able to sleep in, go for morning coffee down at Starbucks, do some work and take a bus trip in the afternoon along the coast to Mutra. Now I'm back in my hotel, time to go for a run because the sun's gone down and it's a bit cooler. And then dinner and some more work. And I've got one more night here, a late checkout tomorrow and then fly back to the UK. This is my second time in Muscat at the Sultan Qaboos University and it's been an interesting week. I've been examining students. Here in Sultan Qaboos University, you don't as much oversee the process as take part in it. So along with two other external examining colleagues, one from Singapore and one from Jordan, we took part in 2 days of clinical examinations of the students where they present a case to us and we ask them questions and then we watch them doing a clinical procedure. And then a day when they took part in oral examinations where they have a scenario which they have to read while they're with us, and then we ask them questions about it. And then yesterday we had what would be called in the UK examiners meetings, but here they were just board meetings, extraordinary boards, where we give our feedback, and also met finally with the dean and gave her some final feedback on how we thought the processes could be changed or possibly improved. I don't normally have the luxury of spending a couple of days anywhere nice after I've been working there or examining, but this time it's been badly timed. I thought that the flights were rather full when I was checking them, and with the usual Middle East organisation, they left it very late here to organise my flights. I never really understand why everything here is done at the very last minute. But anyway, the exams, of course, heralded the end of the semester. And a great many of the staff here are expatriates. There's a real melting pot there of local Omanis, Jordanians, Filipinos, Ugandans, and lots of Indians. And they all, of course, go home, and many of the students take a holiday this time of year, so the flights have been fully booked, so I was unable to get home last night or tonight, so I've got to go home on Saturday. Just in case you're wondering what I'm doing here, I'm not having a holiday, but I'm making the best of it. Just some music from the pool side where I was having dinner tonight in the Crown Plaza in Muscat. That's where I've been staying all week. I'm sure there are other hotels that are available here. In fact, there are. The Intercontinental is just down the road and there's a couple of other hotels across the road, but this one seems to be pretty unique. It's got its own private beach. It's right on the coast, unlike the other ones I've seen. Really well positioned for taking walks and running, maybe not so well positioned for getting into the centre of town. That's about 2 miles away, which is walkable when the temperature's like it is now in the 20s, but it wasn't walkable when I was here before in August when the temperature was in the high 40s. And there's Starbucks not too far away because the coffee in the hotel isn't too great, but it really is a good hotel. Really good staff. I've got no idea how much it costs because I'm not paying for it, but the buffet downstairs in the evenings is good. Unfortunately, the weekends it seems to be seafood every night, but I managed to find something to eat. I don't like seafood. So I'll leave you with some more music from the poolside, and the next podcast will be travel sounds, aeroplanes and trains and the likes, on the way home back to the UK. My next international trip is in about 10 days' time to the Netherlands. I